Hello everybody, and welcome to the first episode of the Copper Podcasts. This is your host, Jaden, and what's your name?
Co-host, Aquala.
Hello, Aquala. So yeah, basically in this podcast, we'll be doing podcast stuff.
Yeah, as you do.
Yes. So, I figured we'd start the topic off with, like, I don't have to do podcasts.
Yeah.
So me and Koala actually, we're playing Hypixel Parkour. This is the only thing I can actually think of to speak about right now. We're playing Hypixel Parkour. We saw Aimsy in the parkour.
Yeah, that was really cool.
You got screenshots and everything.
Well, I'm being marauded by a bear in Minecraft.
Oh my gosh. Don't die. That'd be upsetting.
Alright, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were playing Minecraft.
We saw Aimsy.
Yeah.
And that was pretty cool, I guess. Got a screenshots on my Twitter. Our Twitters will probably be in the description.
Yep.
Also, MCT teams have been announced today. I thought, I also think that's quite a cool thing to do because MCC, everyone yeah. likes MCC. I don't know a single person who doesn't like it. So let me just
I could think of some probably.
So yeah, the first 5 teams have been announced today. Let's hear opinions. So the first Crimson Krakens is Kratzy, Captain Sparkles, Karakorvus, and Krynios. And this team has been wanted.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't really watch. What the fuck? This bear won't fucking leave me alone.
What the hell are you playing?
I'm on Minecraft.
Anyway, yeah, so...
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. The only person I ever watch on there is Captain Sparkles, and that's rarely.
Yeah, I watch Captain Sparkles' Minecraft Classics series.
Mm.
But people have been asking for this team for ages on the Reddit. If you actually look at it, you can see Captain Sparkles is spelled with a K. To reference that time in MCC4, where he logged in with his alt account, Captain Sparkles.
Oh, yes, Captain Sparkles and Captain Sparkles.
Yes, Captain Sparkles and Captain Sparkles, my two favourite YouTubers. But anyway, that was the Crimson Krakens. I can't speak.
We're recording this at, like, midnight.
Yeah, we need help. Please. Please like and subscribe and write us 5 stars on Spotify.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that.
But I think this team, the Crimson Krakens, is very well-rounded. They're quite good. I reckon they can place quite high, it just depends on how well Kratzy performs and how Corvus.
You met Kratzy as well.
Oh yeah, I saw Kratzy as well. He was in the parkour. I said hello to him. I didn't get a reply. Anyway.
Orange Ocelots.
Yeah, Orange Ocelots is quite good.
Elza. I can't see.
Elena.
Yeah.
And Shovel. This team is really good.
I sometimes watch Filza and Shovel. I've never heard of Eliana or whatever.
Illumina. Elena.
I've heard of Illumina. Yeah, I've heard of Illumina like once or twice.
You're just roasting YouTubers, okay. Illumina. I love Illumina's content.
I've heard of Illumina a lot, but I haven't watched him before.
I like Illumina stuff. But yeah, this team's quite good.
Yellow Yaks.
No, we need to... We need to talk about the... We're talking about Orange. I'm talking about Orange. Don't overspeak to me. I'm talking about Orange. But yeah, the MCC team has been asking for a Phil Lumina team for a while, and Scotty McGee.
We need McGeeum and Phil's on a team one day.
Oh no, that would just end in disaster.
McGeeum better join MCC.
McGeeum, Phil's, Pizza Hut, and Tommy.
Oh, fucking hell. Just kill me.
Yeah, but... People have been asking for a Phil Lumina team for a while, and Scotty McGee has delivered. So, big ups to him. He's basically just doing whatever he wants this MCC.
That's very good.
This team is very, very overpowered. With Phil's recent Season 2 stats, he's been going from like 6th and 10th. I think those are his last 2 recent placements. Which is very high. I could never score that. Trouble is one of the best ladies in MCC. Like, she's like a really good support player and stuff. Elena's only played in one, but I think she did quite good. I wasn't really watching the orange one. But I've heard from the Reddit that it was a good team. I spoke for an entire minute. I got the podcast 1 minute longer. Please thank me.
Next up, Yellow Yak.
Oh yeah, Yellow Yak. I just completely scored past them.
Brute Berries, Smallish Beans, Whip, and Ren Dog.
You know Ren Dog's from South Africa.
Nice.
But yeah, also, me and Smallish Beans were born on the same day.
Oh, no shot.
Yeah, we were born on the same day.
I'm gonna be honest with you. The cursor of my mouse. It's like a face, so I just put it over Smallish Beans. It fits like perfectly.
My birthday day is also shared with Oliver Tree.
Oliver Tree is quite good.
I have no idea who that is, but Kian told me that today.
He made this song, The Life Goes On one.
Don't know that song, but okay. This team is quite cracked.
Life goes on and on and on.
I can see this team getting like 5th place. There's not really much to say about it, but it's a good team.
We still need Fruit Ninja.
Yeah, no, Fruit Ninja's already happened in MCC 17 really? Pink. They got the sim as the George Bolt.
Oh.
Yeah, they're cracked.
I wasn't on Reddit that time.
It's not on the Reddit. Did you not?
I know.
Did
I
you
know,
not watch MCC?
I only really watched Tommy Innit's one.
MCC 17 Dodgeball was the most stressful thing to watch ever. I swear to God. My heart was racing the entire time.
Wait, who won that one?
Green. It was Green versus Zeus. Whoever got the next kill won the game.
Mm.
And Green clutched it because Green is S tier.
Green is a god. He's so cool.
He's a god among men.
Yeah.
But next up is Llamas That Are Lime, featuring Pizza Hut, Solidarity, Good Times with Scott, and Grian, the man, the myth, the legend, Grian. So we've got the Pizza Crust duo and Timmy.
This is quite a nice team.
Yeah, it's quite a well-rounded team. We've got the Pizza Crust duo and Timmy.
Nice.
They're all very good players.
Timmy.
Grian is, I would say, A tier. Scar, based on his recent performance in MCC 20, his debut MCC. You know Scott, good times with Scar, like 90% of his team's viewership on MCC 20.
Nice.
Which I find very hilarious, but yeah. It's like, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. It was the most views the streams have ever had. I was one of those viewers. I watched like 5 MCC streams at once.
I just watched Tommy Innit the whole time.
They're so basic.
I don't know why. No, look, I don't know why. It's just, I don't know. He always has the jokes and stuff that like carry it. Cause I kind of like lose it easily. It's quite the only enjoyable part I think is really the dodgeball because you get to see who wins. That's it's true. A nice thing. The whole thing seems like a nice idea and looks really fun. But it's harder to watch. Because it's basically just the same maps and everything. Like, you have the same things over and over again. It's relatively the same thing. Everyone does the same thing. It's just, it gets a bit repetitive. So, I don't know. Like, I feel like, for me, Tommy and his jokes carry it a bit.
I can see what you mean there, but, like, I also like to see MCC from, like, I can't speak. I like to see the stats. I like to see the statistics and like how everyone's doing.
The only other people I've watched for like a long amount of time were Technoblade and Fundy.
Yeah.
And I think during this, I switched over like just at the end at some parts. But I normally switch like around dodgeball. I just switch around to see like people who are actually playing in the dodgeball and people who are just watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway, Lime Llamas, we've got the Pizza Crust duo and Timmy. I reckon this is good. Green and Timmy actually teamed in the MCC19 Ginger Break Men. Because, yep, we've also a Pizza Hut. Basically, it's MCC19 Ginger Break Men, but with Gemini, with Scar instead of Gemini Tay.
I don't think I remember that one.
Do you not remember the legendary Ginger Bread Men?
No, I do. I think. I just don't remember that MCC very well, Christmas one.
Yeah. Anyway, this team has the chance to do well. It depends if, I think, Timmy and Scar do very good. Yeah, so if Timmy and Scar do good, this team has the really good potential to pop off. Also, yeah. If Grian gets another Sky Battle Clutch, well, the team's just basically in Dodgeball.
Moving on to Green Geckos.
Oh, the Green Geckos, I got the hiccups.
We have Dream, or should I say Nightmare. We have Homie in it, Sylvie, and Mewtwo.
Dream did in a stream today, he was saying, I'm not a bad person, guys, please believe me, I'm not a bad person.
He said, I'm not homophobic.
I'm not homophobic, please believe me, guys. I have gay friends. Guys, I'm
not homophobic. All jokes aside, he's probably not homophobic.
Yeah, Dream is probably a good person. He probably is a good person. I don't know for sure, but I assume he's a good person. He's probably a good person.
Probably.
He might not be a good person. He might be an awful person.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
why does the Green Gecko's tweet have the most likes?
Because Dream's on it.
Dream and Tommy.
Yeah, exactly.
You get the clickbait.
No, it's not really clickbait, it's just Twitter people love Dream.
Stan Dream.
So true. Anyway.
Yeah.
But last I think this team.
Dream and Tommy on the team was, what was it, the Halloween one?
Yeah. Wait, was it Halloween? No, it wasn't Halloween.
No, it was. It was Cyan Coyotes.
Oh, yeah. With Pong, like Carl, Tommy in it, and Dream.
Yeah. And then Carl swore and everyone started freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
It was really funny.
Okay. So I think this team has the chance to do well if they do pop off. Just like I was saying, of all the other teams.
I don't know much about many players in MCC.
Sylvia's been popping off recently. She got in top 20 in the last few MCCs.
I don't think I've ever seen any of Sylvia's platforms ever.
People don't like Sylvia and Eric don't team together. That's the only thing I know.
Why?
I don't know. Anyway, MCC teams are done.
Yeah.
So we might as well do something else now.
We could do some more tomorrow as well.
Yeah.
Because more teams tomorrow.
More teams tomorrow. I could also do a Sonic 2 movie review because I'm going to see Sonic 2 tomorrow.
Nice.
Hooray. Yeah. Anyway, I figured we've got the MCC teams out of the way. We're 13 minutes into the podcast. Would you rather? Actually, no. We'll probably do Would You Rather. How child friendly is this podcast?
I don't mind. I'll swear. I mean, I'll probably swear anyway.
Which non-human Harry Potter character would you fuck?
What? I don't know enough about Harry Potter to know any of them.
Just based on the movies.
I've only seen the first two, okay?
Okay. Go and watch all the movies. And then come back. What we'll do, we'll watch all the movies. In episode something, when we watch all the movies, we'll do that question again. Remind us. So, yeah. But would you have a questions? I'm grabbing these off a crap parade thing.
What?
So they're all going to be very bad. None of these are going to be very good, but We can roll with them.
But Aragog scares me to hell, bro.
Yeah, but imagine him, like... Imagine, like, you're, like, a female, and he just, like, stuck his pincers in and you go, like, one at a time.
What the fuck?
One in the arse, one in the other place. It's good. And just, like, he just, like, yeah. Anyway, let's carry on with our questions. I'm not having fantasies about me sleeping with Aragorn. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Anyway, would you rather questions? Would you rather have the ability to see 10 minutes into the future or 150 years into the future?
Wait, 10 minutes was that?
10 minutes, yeah. I'm doing the 150.
I would actually, say 10.
Yeah, you know, 10 minutes, because what if you're, like, buying a lottery ticket? You could save yourself some money.
I don't need to see 150 years into the future.
Yeah, but then if you could see 150 years into a future, if you could do any of them, the government would just take you away.
True.
And put you in F51 for testing.
They just try and in this few episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
There's like basically there's this woman who they're trying to get her because she can live forever basically.
Yeah.
Her family line can live forever or something. They like don't age. And there's this weird like artifact that they can touch, but anyone else who touches it dies. So basically this one episode the Hydra are trying to take the power, so that they're trying to dissect her to try and find, they like take her apart, like completely butcher her up to try and find what gives her the ability to do this.
Yeah.
And then I think they can't find it, so they just leave the body, and then the husband is like really sad, so then they go, they stitch her back together, and she becomes evil.
So back it's together, like pins really and needles. Weird.
Yeah, that's basically what they'd do to. That's basically what Area 51 would do to us, if we could see anywhere into the future. They'd butcher us up, try and extract the power, and try and make an amount of time-seeing soldiers.
Mhm. Anyway, that was very, very deep. Well done. Yeah. But we've got more would you rather questions. There's 250 of them. We're probably not going to get through all of them. But we can try and do most of them. We could do like other stuff as well. Like, I don't know, like quizzes and stuff. I just remember quizzes would be boring. You can tell we're very new to podcasts.
We can talk about like Comic-Con.
Oh yeah, we're going Comic-Con.
We're doing that.
Yeah, we're going Comic-Con.
I'm so excited for that.
Yeah, it's gonna be so good there. We're cosplaying.
They're my people.
We're gonna be cosplaying. I'm not gonna say what I'm cosplaying as. Actually, yeah, no, I will. I want to either cosplay.
I don't know what I'm doing yet, so.
I want to do something from Kanto or something from Fantastic Beasts. I want to cosplay as Nevla, but I can't find any good ones online.
I either want to do Tanjiro or Mitsuri, because they'd just be so funny.
Yeah.
Especially Mitsuri. Like,
you do realise we're going to have to go on the tube as cosplayers.
Yeah, oh, that's going to be fucking
don't
weird.
Don't forget, there'll be other ones there as well, won't they? Won't there? Because...
Probably, but I doubt we'll see that many people on the tube cosplaying.
That's true. Imagine going on the tube and you see Tanjiro go on the tube.
Tanjiro.
I don't know any of their characters.
Especially as Kian said he'd just go topless.
Oh yeah, he wants to be a Inosuke. He is so weird. Oh my gosh.
Imagine you just see fucking child standing there. No top.
Pig mask. Actually, no, he won't have his pig mask on, won't he?
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, would you rather team up with Wonder Woman or Captain Marvel?
What version are we talking?
Movie.
The movie version. I feel like they're both nerfed a bit in the movies.
Yeah.
Like in the comics, Wonder Woman can fly and shit. And in the comics, I swear Captain Marvel can literally just eat planets.
What?
Not
Like,
literally, but basically. Basically,
just
it's just
get like a knife and
OP.
fork and salt and pepper.
She's basically cracked. She's OP God tier level. She's literally God.
Kind of like the
Like,
Eternals. But the Eternals are useless, I
guys,
swear to God.
they're not really that useless. They're just terrible because they actually they are a bit. They have one villain,
They just.
and that's it basically. I swear. I don't
Yeah,
know.
they do
I
nothing.
haven't read about the Marvel comics yet.
I don't know, I
I'm
haven't seen the
probably watching
Eternals.
the movie.
What I've heard, they're really just useless. They sit back 365 days a year, doing
Harry
nothing.
Styles is in it. He's in like the post-credit scene, and
I'm not gonna watch it then.
that just makes me sad. Why would you put Harry Styles?
I know,
Look,
right?
okay. If anyone watching this enjoys Harry Styles,
Please
then
don't
good for you.
unsubscribe. Please don't. Please
But
like.
then good for you. But I mean, I'm not a huge fan of that guy. He's just like, he seems to know. I don't know. I never really liked One Direction,
I
and
used
then
to
his
listen to one of their
songs,
songs.
some of Harry Styles' songs are catchy, but they're bad.
I
They're
used to
just
listen to One
not.
Direction, just like the singular
Like
song though.
watermelon sugar, watermelon fucking sugar. How much
Wait,
sugar
what?
is in a watermelon?
Wait,
How
but.
much sugar is in a watermelon?
None, I guess. But there's got the natural sugars though, hasn't it? Like the glucose and stuff.
Yeah.
And then people put sugar on watermelons to sweeten it up anyway.
6 grams of sugar.
I also have 6 grams of white powder, but I can't disclose that what it is.
Oh my God. It's bicarb.
Nice.
Definitely,
Yeah, it's
definitely
bicarb. Definitely
bicarb.
bicarb.
Definitely.
It's in the sugar bag in my cupboard. But it's in a special sugar bag. It's like a sugar bag with like a cross on it.
Yeah.
It's labelled. It's got a crack in it. Anyway.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is a
I
good
would
one.
so anyway, back to the question we were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would probably say
Wonder Woman.
I'm saying Captain Marvel because that puts me in the Marvel universe and I don't give a fuck about DC. The only good thing about DC is the Batman Who Laughs because it has an interesting plot.
Yeah. I don't like DC, it's boring.
It's just
The
dumb
end is
and
very
then
boring.
like Marvel has the jokes to carry it.
Yeah, Marvel has very good jokes, but the end is so bad.
What the end? What?
These nuts.
Fucking hell.
Oh gosh, that's really cringe. I don't think anybody watching 20 minutes
Was
in, so it's
really
fine. Would you rather be forced to sing along or dance to every single song you hear?
Look, if you're on the train and someone's just playing some music,
You
try to
just
be
get up and start
quiet.
spontaneously dancing.
You just start fucking dancing.
Someone's wedding.
That would just be so weird.
Actually, that's someone's wedding. The aisle, and you just start doing Fortnite dances.
Just pull
At
out the
someone's
floss.
funeral.
Just pull out the floss.
At someone's funeral, and someone's not getting up and do like.
They'd just be like, you fucking high.
Imagine someone at like your nan's funeral just gets up and starts like doing the
Jesus.
dab. Starts doing the renegade or that dance.
Oh shit.
I think I'll do sing along.
I would do sing. It's like you're at the funeral and they're like they're playing the emo girl song.
And just start singing very, very loudly.
Yeah, because imagine just standing up and dancing to the emo girl song, or like they're playing. Let me find a song on my playlist. They're playing They're playing the popular TikTok song, whatever
Wow.
one's popular right now.
WAP.
Yeah, they're playing WAP at the funeral. And you just get up and start doing the dance.
Someone actually playing WAP at your funeral.
That would be so weird. Someone's probably done it.
I
Someone
would
who
do
just.
that at my funeral.
Someone who, like, some legit degenerate. Wait, what does just. Wait, what does that mean? What does just.
Stop saying words you don't even mean. I think you're just being stupid.
I'm just trying to be. I'm trying to look smart.
You're trying to look hip and trendy. Down with the kids. This
Give
is a
me
good
one
one.
second.
Oh, you're gone. Wait. Good.
Ah.
Would you rather have another 10 years of your partner or one night stand with your celebrity crush?
Joke's on you, I didn't have a partner.
Yeah, I have crippling depression. I'm very lonely.
Same. Look, I can't go outside. I'm literally dream scared to go outside.
No, you go
It's
outside.
freaking. Well, yeah, I do go
Yeah,
outside, but not.
you're telling me how you got a knife in your kitchen drawer and went outside and stabbed that dog. You're telling me about it
What?
like 5 minutes before we start the podcast.
Wait, what?
You remember
Dog?
yesterday when I went to your house and you had the BB gun? Was
What?
no, it was like a real gun. You shot someone with it and then you spray painted it blue. After you killed him. People would think it was a BB gun.
No, we have those gel gun things.
So you do have guns in your house.
They're not real. We live in Britain. Don't kill me, Boris.
Boris just stands outside of your house with a shank.
He just shows
What are you
up in
saying
his
about
room and
me?
he's like, "Hello, you have guns in your house? Yes,
Peppa Pig
I'm here
World.
to shank you up." What? No, Peppa
Peppa
Pig
Pig
sucks.
World. Let's not talk about Peppa Pig. Would you
Wait, wait,
rather
wait, wait. What was the would you rather question before?
have another 10 years to your partner or one night stand of your celebrity crush?
Celebrity crush, probably because.
What, who
Actually,
is your
wait,
celebrity crush?
I don't know who my celebrity crush is.
Do Twitch streamers count?
As long as they count as celebrities. It
Does.
depends what you account as a celebrity.
I'm not a celebrity.
No, I mean, it depends who you would count as a celebrity.
He
What? Who are
just
you
walked
gonna
into my room
pick?
and said, his is Dwayne Johnson. So, everybody listening at home, Keenan's got celebrity crush is Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, who's your celebrity crush then?
I don't know. Minx?
Okay.
I know, call me weird in the comments.
Not gonna lie, you twos, you twos. You twos, yeah.
Just the company.
Yeah, you twos.
You put
I
your
did I
dick. Oh no, I can't say that.
open the Instagram thing on my
You know how
sidebar
buildings
and
have like
saw
the
that.
little hose thing in front of it, like the little hole thing where the water comes out of into the drain?
Yep.
If you'd love the building, would you put your dick inside one of those?
Wait, you know ZHC?
Yeah.
There was that he used to, his old videos were like that. He used to like he like sexualized buildings and it's really weird.
What?
He's like privated those videos or deleted them, but like
Yeah, ZHC is
you can
weird.
still find them. You can still find them.
Yeah. Oh, this is a good one. Would you rather be chronically underdressed or overdressed?
Does underdress mean wearing like a thong and some weird bra thingy?
Yeah.
Probably overdressed.
Yeah, I like.
Because, like, technically, people are always like, bro, why are you wearing a fat puffer jacket? It's
There's
the middle
grown
of
men who wear puffer
summer.
jacket. You look like you're about to threaten me in the mean streets of
The mean streets of
Uxbridge.
South London.
South London. You know, it's a Roblox game. It's a Roblox game called South London.
Fucking hell.
It's very weird.
What, do you literally walk around South London and stab people?
Yeah, there's a gun shop.
What? Yeah, we
And the
definitely
people
have
in there
guns
speak
in South
literal
London.
gang lingo. It's scary.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
It's so weird.
What?
I would choose, by the way, for the question, I'm choosing Underdressed.
I'm choosing Overdressed.
I'm choosing Underdressed. I don't mind being in the cold.
Customizing.
Oh, if you're like wearing a pants and a vest for me, I wouldn't mind that. I don't leave the house.
True, true. Actually, yeah, I agree with that now. Now you see that.
I'm putting a dye line in my boxers and a vest, watching antique shows, so it's fine.
Antique shows. Oh my god, I'm playing South London.
Oh my gosh.
Are you a girl or a boy? I'm a road man.
There's a McDonald's there, you know.
What should I say? I'll say girl.
You know something? Speaking of South London, I live in North London, but anyway, there's this. So, whenever I walk my nan's dog, right, there's just this random bag on the floor that looks like it's been there for weeks and weeks now. Whenever I pass it, I'm like, is there drug money in there? Like, there's like some drug dealer, like, leave some money in there.
Presumably.
If so, next time I go on the walk, I am stealing that bag and running home.
Oh my
God. I'll go look in the bag. If I see like a stack of fifty quids, I'm grabbing that and just running home. I don't even care about walking the dog. I'm running home and staying there. And I'm gonna blow it all on beer.
I'm playing the South London game. First name Ahmed, Jean, Dwayne, Jacob, and Harry. Last name Smith, Brown, and Young.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
None of these names are very female.
Oh my gosh.
Would you rather
be Zhong 11 Young. Feet tall or 9 inches tall?
If you're 11 feet tall, then people are going to be like...
looking at you.
Yeah, and if you're 9 inches tall, people are... if they see you, they're...
That's true. Wait,
how high is... that's like what? That's just under 1 foot. Oh no, yeah. Like a bit under.
I would happily. It's like the size of a ruler.
Wait, what is?
I'm pretty sure. Do I have a pencil case?
Me?
I'm seeing if I have a ruler. I don't think I have a ruler on me.
I'm heading off to the gun shop now.
Oh my gosh. No, I don't have a ruler on me.
Full petrol station. I swear to God, whoever made this just met a South Londoner, and based off what they sounded like and what they told them about Britain. Oh yeah, we've got stop signs.
My dad lives in South London.
I found Croydon something.
Oh, Croydon. Peak town, so good. The beautiful, luxurious cities of Croydon.
I'm not gonna lie, this place kind of looks like South London.
I've been to South London before.
Croydon Media Tower.
Or would you rather be royalty 1,000 years ago or an average person today?
See, royalty 1,000 years ago.
You could execute people. You'd be like, yo, that guy looks a bit weird. Chop off his head.
That guy's black.
Man's nose looks like garden hose.
Guys, don't cancel me. I am black. I'm not being racist.
He's not being racist. He was just talking about how much he hates black people for the podcast.
I'm just stating history. I found an Uber in this game. I'm just.
What if you're like a What if you're like a Nigerian prince asking my social security number?
I tried to get a creator code, and they asked me for my social security number.
What the hell is a social security number anyway? Is it like your number?
No.
I don't know what a social security number is. Oh, what's your opinions of Will Smith slapping Chris Rock across the face?
Honestly, it was a bit of a shit joke.
Yeah, he shouldn't have really said that about his wife. If someone said that about my wife, I would have
been angry. Yeah, I would clap them.
I would hit them.
No, I probably wouldn't.
I'd like to say like, I wouldn't hit them, but I definitely would.
I'd probably be like, hey man, it's not fucking cool to make a joke about my wife like that. Chill the fuck out, man. And then if they carry on, I'll just go and smack them silly.
See, what I'd like to say, I'm not going to hit them, but chances are, I would lose my temper because it's my wife.
Yeah.
I spent loads of money on that wedding.
I spent money on that wedding. I need to stay married.
Exactly. I'm raising a tax burden to that person as well. The tax burden is a child.
I do think that Chris Rock did handle that really well. Instead of like losing his shit and beating Will, he just
because Chris like, Rock could like, beat the crap out of Will Smith.
Really?
Yeah, I reckon he could.
I mean, I don't know that much. I had no clue who Chris Rock was until that.
Chris Rock made a documentary about women's hair as well.
Yeah. But, like, I probably knew who Chris Rock was. I've seen his face before, definitely.
I've never seen his face before, but I've heard the name.
Definitely heard of his name before, but I just forgot he existed. He wasn't, like, someone I paid attention to. So, the only thing I knew about him is that he was...
Slap.
I knew that he was the guy in the zebra in that thing.
In Madagascar?
Yeah. But that I didn't even know that until someone said that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So weird. I didn't know shit. So I took Will Smith's side because I am familiar with that name. And it wasn't the best joke.
Yeah. I feel like Will could have handled it better.
Maybe. Like, I mean, he did his best. He didn't like he probably could have hit a lot harder.
Yeah. It was very controlled.
It was really controlled.
When I first saw it.
It was like a hard but quick, simple slap.
But all anybody cares about the Oscars is like Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. But nobody cares that Samuel L. Jackson got a motherfucking Oscar.
That's a bit sad. Samuel L. Jackson is so cool.
I know, he's like one of the best actors.
I like how you threw in the motherfucking there to just, like, his line.
Yeah. Thank you all for this motherfucking Oscar.
And also, it's like everyone's just forgotten that there's a whole war going on as well.
Yeah. Someone got slapped though. Oscars. Ooh, this is more important than literal people dying daily.
Fucking hell, like, it's so stupid. Just ignore the fucking Oscars.
But to be fair, I kind of understand them. Like, personally, I've been trying to avoid news on the Ukraine situation. I care about it deeply, like, it is a very sad situation, but I'm trying to, like, avoid the news because it is very depressing.
Yeah.
That's why I only use Reddit.
Mm.
All I have to say is Zelensky is the Giga Chad.
Mm.
Also, we will leave a Ukraine fundraiser in the description down below because we care. Mm.
It's just... So much stuff goes on in the world, and no one cares because they care about whatever the celebrities are fucking doing.
That's true.
It's none of your business. Like, keep your fucking nose out of it.
Just enjoy their YouTube videos and Twitch streams.
Yeah.
Just enjoy that celebrities only fans.
Whoa.
You're all wondering why do people buy OnlyFans?
Because they're sad, depressed little shits.
Because all you have to do is just type in a few other words on the internet and you got it for free.
It's true. Exactly. Literally, it's two words and you just... www. Not naming any names.
I don't get, you know, VTubers. There's some VTubers who have OnlyFans.
What the hell? Do they literally just...
Yeah.
Wait, like, is it? It's not of them, is it? It's their like character.
It's off the characters, yeah.
What?
I know, it's very weird. I don't really understand it.
So it's like some strange form of hentai.
Yeah. but I reckon the real reason people buy it is to feel like you're getting a message from that person.
True, true.
I reckon that's the only reason people actually buy it.
Like, I'm not gonna say his name because, but
yeah, Ricardo.
No. the guy from our school.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Just give him a random name.
Tim.
Okay, Tim, yeah.
We'll call him Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably subscribed to Karina Cop's OnlyFans.
Yeah. Tim is also a tier 3 subs to Pokimane. I saw it on his phone.
I'm so close. Like, I don't know what happened to his Twitter, but when I first joined Twitter, I found I saw his account once, twice, like a couple of times.
Yeah, and I saw it as well. All he follows is just
OnlyFans people,
melon ladies.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, he just follows some weird people, man. And he was just like, I think one time she did like a giveaway for her OnlyFans or something. And then she's like, oh, who wants it? And then he was like, me. And I was like, what the fuck? Like,
here I am entering YouTube's giveaways.
I haven't seen him for like a long time. But if you met him, you would definitely know. You would definitely see that it's clear he definitely is.
Yeah.
He's definitely the type of person who would do that. One time he said he'd get butt tattooed on his dick.
That's cool. Why would you get a tattoo on your knob?
That's what I said.
Imagine going to the tattoo people and just print it out like, can you draw on this please?
Stab my dick. And then they're like, like, that would be so weird. Imagine getting.
Yeah, but you'd feel something though, wouldn't you?
Huh?
Yeah, but it would also be very painful. Then again, that's what some people like, isn't it?
If you're a masochist.
Some people like that though, isn't it? Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't judge people.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Would you rather cuddle a koala or pal around with a panda?
Koala.
I know, that's because literally on the type brand.
Some person just unfollow me and they just post hentai. So it's probably best.
You know like a 13-year-old who draws hentai, don't you?
No, wait. So she doesn't, but basically our friend dared her to draw an NSFW thing. And then she said, and I was like, wait, no, what the fuck, stop that, that's literally so messed up. Well, and then she was like, but I'm bored, and I was like, well, do some other shit, don't draw fucking NSFW art. She showed me her first draft, which was literally just, it was literally some fox person, some like furry type thing, with it's like some furry type thing with like a chain and like blood or something. I don't know. It was weird. I'll go and try and find it.
Okay, would you rather?
Oh, wait, no, she deleted it. She's so PG. She draws NSFW, then posts it, and then deletes it instantly.
Yeah. Would you rather drink from a toilet or pee in a litter box?
Piss in a fucking litter box. What sort of question is that?
That's true.
That's literally just pissing in a tray.
Oh, this is a good one. Would you rather be forced to live the same day over and over again for a full year or take 3 years off the end of your life?
Wait, 3 years what?
Off the end of your life. Basically, say you die at 90, you die at 87.
Well, technically, doesn't that just infinitely keep going down until you just pass? Because if you take 3 years off your life at 90, then you're 87, then that's the end of your life, so it takes them 3 years.
Yeah, I'll take the 3 years.
I would take.
It depends on the day.
Yeah, I'll take the 3 years because what I was trying to go for is it creates like a type of paradox thing. It
Yeah.
infinitely keeps going down until you just your until your day of death is non-existent.
Yeah.
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 I'd probably pick that one because I've seen the films of stuff about like living the same day, and it just looks really like annoying,
Yeah, be
and
miserable. Bit
it'd be
free
so
guy.
sad. Yeah, you'd just never move on from it. It'd be really annoying.
Would you rather have a child every year for 20 years or never have any children at all?
Never have any children at all.
Yeah, that's easy.
Just adopt a child anyway. Technically, giving birth to a child. Or if you have a child every year, then just put them up for adoption. That's my answer to everything. Adoption.
Would you rather Danny DeVito or Danny Trejo play you in a movie? I'm choosing Big DeVito boy.
Wait, which one's he?
He's like, it's got like a weird hair.
Oh, man, let me
He's
Google
got
him.
every single science person's haircut. You know, like in science movies, they've got like, just the top shade off.
Shit, you're right.
Classic 90s science haircut.
Well, I mean, I don't think he'd do a very good job. I don't think either of them would because they don't match my description at all.
Yeah.
But Danny Trejo is like legendary.
But Danny
And he's pretty
DeVito.
cool. I'm picking Danny Trejo.
Oh, this is a good one. Would you rather walk in on your parents or have them walk in on you?
I'd rather walk in on my parents. Because if they walk in on you, that's gonna be even worse. That's
Yeah, but
just gonna
whatever
be.
happens, it's very awkward.
What do you mean?
It's going to be very, very awkward.
If you walk in on them.
Yeah.
Well, it depends how old you are. If you're like a baby or something,
Say
it's.
you do it now, when you understand it.
Yeah, it's still them. I'd just be like, hey, yo. I just back out. I'd be like, I like walk in and be like, oh shit, back out. It's not that. It's like, yeah.
Would you rather have a bird's nipple or an extra toe?
What the fuck? Probably an extra toe. It's easier to cover up.
That's true. Yeah,
And
I'd
you
go
could
for the
get.
extra nipple.
And you could probably get surgery to remove it if you really hated
I'm
it.
getting an extra nipple. A bit of my party trick.
Hey guys, look at my nipples. I've got
With the eye of
three.
Sauron, a bit of wither. If you draw it in the white lines, it'd be like a wither. You could have a tattoo.
Oh my God.
Would
The
you
wither
rather
nipple.
win 25 grand or have your best friend win 100 grand?
25 grand is like nothing. And if my friend win, my best friend, which is probably you,
Yeah.
if you win 100 grand, then yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
I'd choose you.
Yeah, I'd back you up as well. I'll give you a bit of money.
Yeah, I'll give you some money.
Not a lot. I'm buying
Yeah.
I'm spending the entire thing on G Fuel. I'll give you like a penny. I'm spending the entire thing on G Fuel and Snickers.
We put it towards Christmas Island.
Yeah, Christmas Island. Would you rather be in history books for something terrible? Or be forgotten completely after you die.
Wait, be forgotten when you die.
Yeah.
Well, that's just disrespectful.
Or be in the history books or something really, really bad, like genocide.
So basically, either be a really bad person.
Or be forgotten.
I'll pick be in history books or something terrible, because I could be about to die and I could just start screaming really bad shit. And then people would be, like, really mad at me.
Actually, that's
not enough to get me in a history book. I'll go, like, in my final days when I feel like I'm dying, I'm just gonna be, like, I'll just go and, like, do genocide and then die.
Yeah. That's literally what the Squid Game man did.
Did he?
Oh, yeah, technically.
That was a year before.
Also is good. Wait.
Yeah, because if they put me in prison, there's not much they can do about
it. That's true. Because
if I'm in my final days, then I'll be put in the prison and I'll die like within that week probably.
That's true. Would you rather? Oh, actually, I've got one for you. Would you rather give up your PC or your iPad?
My iPad.
Okay.
The only things I really use my iPad for is messaging when I'm not on my PC.
Yeah.
And taking the only other thing that's really well, actually, I can use that for watching my like stuff. Yeah, before I go to sleep.
Would you rather live in America or Iran?
What one's Iran?
Google it. I know what I'm choosing.
What does it specify what state?
No, Iran is a country.
Yeah, but I mean in America.
Just you spin a random wheel.
Yeah, I'll go to America.
Let's see. We should do a lie detector one day. I'm trying to find a good one. Oh. Would you rather have a South Park themed wedding or a Family Guy themed funeral? I'm going for the South Park wedding.
Yeah, I've never watched South Park yet. I haven't watched it yet, but
I've seen clips of it.
I'm moving to Mississippi.
Nice.
I took a wheel spin of all the US states and it says Mississippi.
I'm going to America.
I wanna go to America.
Would you rather find your soulmate or your calling? I don't even know what a calling is. Can you explain that to me?
Let me find out. I'm going
what
in incognito.
Why did you go incognito for that?
I don't know. I don't think it's anything bad. I just don't know.
But I think I'm thinking soulmate at the moment, but it depends what the calling is. I searched
up in dictionary and it comes up with neek. Dumb you. Shut up, you fucking neek. Calling. Wait, how do you spell that? Like, when you, like,
call me on my cell phone.
Okay.
So, yeah, that one.
Best I can find is a strong inner impulse toward a particular course of action, especially when accompanied by conviction of divine influence.
Yeah, I'm choosing my soulmate.
Yeah. I don't know what I don't know what the fuck a calling is.
Oh, this is a good one. Actually,
Yeah.
no, I've got a question for you. Have you ever been to Centre Parks?
No.
Do you know what Centre Parks is?
You've told me about it before, like a long time ago, like 6, 7 years ago.
Okay, I'll just do this question properly then. Would you rather live a peaceful life in a small cabin or live a drama-filled life in a mansion in a big city?
Drama filled because I can make that into a really good TV show.
That's true.
I can be like Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I've never watched Keeping Up with
Keeping
the
Up with the
Kardashians.
Koalas.
I was
What?
speaking to Karis about it earlier.
Keeping Up with Koala.
She said it was a very good show that I should watch it.
You probably would hate it. I haven't watched it, but it's
Is it
like,
reality?
yeah.
Oh, I'm not watching it.
It's literally, I
The only
swear it's
reality
like
TV show
Koala
I've
Keep
watched
Up.
is Love Island, and that's very unironically. I just watch it to laugh at them.
Yeah.
Like one time there's this dude with a foot fetish. On Love Island. He's very open about it as well, like, oh yeah, I love fucking on toes me.
He likes to
I
come
love
on
licking
toes.
people's sandy feet.
He likes to come on women's feet.
He lets his thick toes up his ass. I saw this on Reddit, but I'm still gonna say it. Imagine a game show, right? There's a house full of 10 gay people. And one of them straight.
That's like, wait, do you know the channel Jubilee?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did that. They did that.
But it's like a house, and they have to like survive for days, and each day they have to vote out someone.
That would be really cool.
And then whoever the, whenever they fight, and if so, if the gay people do it, they will get 10 grand each. But the straight person wins, they get 100 grand. That sounds like a really cool idea.
That does sound really good.
So like, yeah, but the plot twist is that all of them are straight.
Oh my God. Oh fuck.
Would you rather confess to cheating on your partner or catch your partner cheating on you?
Well, if I'm confessing, that means I've done it.
Yeah.
So either way, have I cheated on her?
So, but say you're already cheating on her when you catch her cheating.
When you catch her cheating.
Yeah.
Wait, so you're both cheating?
You're both cheating on each other, but you haven't told each other.
Oh my God.
I would be like,
Wait,
oh,
what was
okay, and
the.
just block on everything.
What were they both?
Huh?
What were they both?
Cheating.
Yeah, you confessed to cheating, or what's the other
Or
one?
catch your partner cheating on you.
Confessed. Oh, I shouldn't. Oh, that one's hard.
I would catch, I'd be like, oh, that's very upsetting. And then
Her
just block on
down.
everything.
It's time to get my air rifle.
It's time to get my gun that I pretend is a BB gun that I spray paint it
Yeah.
blue.
Yeah, probably that.
Would you rather be invisible or be able to fly? I would be able to fly. No, because if you could be invisible, it means no one can see, but people can still bump into you. If you can
Well, I mean,
fly, you can just fly to a faraway place.
can I go invisible and uninvisible? Or are you just permanently invisible?
You go like change.
Actually, yeah. Well, actually, look, flying would be really scary because you'd still be high up.
That's
And
true.
you'd still be seeing that.
If I was invisible, that'd be so cool, though, actually. I'd be invisible because if you're invisible, you could just sneak up to people.
That would be really funny. I'll probably choose invisible because I can just
And you'd be an
terrorize
awesome
people.
police officer.
Yeah, you'd just be able to like stealth in and go like you're under arrest and just appear out of thin air.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that. Because, yeah, flying would be really scary. It would be really helpful, but it would also be terrifying.
Let's see. Would you rather be run as fast as the Flash or be as strong as Superman?
Flash.
Yeah. Imagine if Flash was to fuck you. That's super fast. Would it hurt?
Oh my God. I don't know. Oh, that would be really weird.
Let's hang on for a few more minutes. There's no more good would you rathers.
It's been a long day.
Would you rather be the class clown or the teacher's pet? I've got a question for you. If you could be in any anime, what would it be? Because there's a simple answer to this. What anime would you be in?
I've watched a few.
You're a weeb, sharp. You watch all anime.
Look, I've watched like six or seven max. Go
Is
flying.
She-Ra
Please
an
watch.
anime?
Huh?
Is She-Ra an anime?
No,
Oh.
I don't think so. No, go at Florence. She's watched 21
Oh my gosh.
or something. Yeah, I've watched a couple.
I would see, there's a simple answer, that's Pokemon.
Nah.
No, but imagine how good that'd be. You just have like a pet
It would be
Pikachu.
cool, but now look. Look at all
Tell
the
me
other
you wouldn't
ones
want Greninja
I
in your household, just chilling.
But
Do you think if
if
you throw
you
a
push
Pokeball or a
more,
human, it'll put a human in the ball?
maybe.
If I ask the Pokeball universe, I'll try that.
There's some ones that I've watched, like.
Imagine being a Demon Slayer.
Yeah, I kind of want to be there because it would be fun. Like, you get the swords and stuff.
Yeah,
The
but you
training
also
would
have to
be
kill people
hell.
for a living.
Yeah, dead people. People who are already dead. Plus, sounds kind of fun.
I don't like it.
I'm not gonna. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm kind of sadistic sometimes.
Yeah, you're weird.
So, being able to just torture these demons would be really fun. That make that puts me in like that makes me sound like a really big sociopath.
Yeah, I think we might end the podcast here. I'm gonna go and book therapy for you. So,
If
like, if you're
next
watching on
season is
YouTube,
Star Wars, then I will dress and act like an emo
like
boy.
and subscribe on YouTube. If you're on Spotify, rate it 5 stars. Anyway, have fun. Good night. Bye bye. This is your host, Jaden, and Koala. Stop watching now. You've probably already gone, but bye bye. Shoo.